I'm Jonathan Webb, and thanks for downloading another Science Extra Summer Bonus. This week, I'm joined by our online technology reporter, Ariel Bogle, to talk through 2018 in tech. How are you doing, Ariel?
Not too bad, Jonathan.
Now, you're a keen observer and indeed reporter of the tech world, including the big companies that really govern our lives online these days, and in social media especially. It's been a big year. What do you think we've learned?
If we learned anything, it was some hard lessons, hard and bitter lessons this year, I think. When I reflect back on 2018, I can hardly shorten a list to three social media scandals that occurred on these huge platforms that we need hardly introduce, your Facebooks, your Twitters, your YouTubes. I think, though, that the Cambridge Analytica scandal that hit Facebook will come to define, to an extent, our understanding of social media. So one thing that a lot of thinkers around social media say, and especially one US academic, Zeynep Tufekci, she says that social media is constructed around selling ads. We have to remember that it's a platform of which we are not the main customer. Brands, advertisers, they are the main customer.
And that's why it's free for all the rest of us to use.
Exactly. And when it came to Cambridge Analytica, and to quickly recap for people, that was the scandal where it emerged that a quiz that had operated on Facebook for a time, the data from that quiz, which had sucked in the data of the quiz takers as well as their friends, was sold to a allegedly shady, not quite above the board political operation called Cambridge Analytica, which had a lot of tentacles in some of the more controversial political movements of the last few years. So Trump's election, of course, in 2016, and also Brexit.
And the people who ran that company were on the record as kind of bragging about how much they might be able to kind of sway opinion using data. And it turns out that's the kind of data that they were gathering through this backdoor Facebook mechanism.
Exactly. So I think the jury is still out on whether what a Facebook like can tell us. So if you like Buffy on Facebook, are you going to be more amenable to the message of progressives? Or if you like, I don't know, the singer Willie Nelson, are you automatically more likely to be open to conservative messaging? The jury's still out on this, but I think people were worried enough about the implications that the Cambridge Analytica issue became a really big one, forcing even Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, to testify before Congress.
Segment 1.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Webb, and thanks for downloading another Science Extra Summer Bonus. This week, I'm joined by our online technology reporter, Ariel Bogle, to talk through 2018 in tech. How are you doing, Ariel?
Not too bad, Jonathan.
Now, you're a keen observer and indeed reporter of the tech world, including the big companies that really govern our lives online these days. And in social media especially, it's been a big year. What do you think we've learned?
Segment 2.
If we learned anything, it was some hard lessons, hard and bitter lessons this year, I think. When I reflect back on 2018, I can hardly shorten a list to three social media scandals that occurred on these huge platforms that we need hardly introduce, your Facebooks, your Twitters, your YouTubes. I think, though, that the Cambridge Analytica scandal that hit Facebook will come to define, to an extent, our understanding of social media. So one thing that a lot of thinkers around social media say, and especially one US academic, Zeynep Tufekci, she says that social media is constructed around selling ads. We have to remember that it's a platform of which we are not the main customer. Brands, advertisers, they are the main customer.
And that's why it's free for all the rest of us to use.
Segment 3.
Exactly. And when it came to Cambridge Analytica, and to quickly recap for people, that was the scandal where it emerged that a quiz that had operated on Facebook for a time, the data from that quiz, which had sucked in the data of the quiz takers as well as their friends, was sold to a allegedly shady, not quite above the board political operation called Cambridge Analytica, which had a lot of tentacles in some of the more controversial political movements of the last few years. So Trump's election, of course, in 2016, and also Brexit.
And the people who ran that company were on the record as kind of bragging about how much they might be able to kind of sway opinion using data. And it turns out that's the kind of data that they were gathering through this backdoor Facebook mechanism.
Segment 4.
Exactly. So I think the jury is still out on whether what a Facebook like can tell us. So if you like Buffy on Facebook, are you going to be more amenable to the message of progressives? Or if you like, I don't know, the singer Willie Nelson, are you automatically more likely to be open to conservative messaging? The jury's still out on this, but I think people were worried enough about the implications that the Cambridge Analytica issue became a really big one, forcing even Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, to testify before Congress.